workshop will be held at 6 p.m. Thursday at City Council Chambers. The city's public affairs manager, Phyllis Robinson, said it's something they've done before, but not for a few years.
This year, council has really challenged staff to find new ways of engaging with the community and to help people understand the public process, that there are some things that we can only do in council chambers. If we're having a public hearing, it's a formal process. We could have it elsewhere, but all of council will be present. So that's one kind of engagement. And so we really want to help folks understand what that process looks like and how to be effective in it, how to track projects and how to stay informed. And this is a really hands-on training of everything from tips on how to really deliver effective testimony, what land use is, going through the acronyms, what's the difference between a conditional use and a variance, and to just start to educate ourselves again in terms of what those projects might look like.
City Attorney Mark Harrington said they want to clarify some things for the public.
Public hearings are very intimidating for people. It's not, there's a lot of confusion in terms of which hat the city is wearing sometimes on the other side. And so we're just going to give some clarifying advice in terms of how people can best get their voices heard in the public process.
A few months ago, during public comment before City Council, a resident complained about the proposed Kimball Arts Center expansion. Harrington advised him to stop talking because it could jeopardize his appeal rights before the council later. At the time, it was expected the decision on the Kimball project would come from the planning staff or the Historic Preservation Board. Harrington said sometimes there's confusion between making some general comment to council and a formal comment at a public hearing.
In that case, it was sort of like someone grabbing a Supreme Court justice saying, hey, a district court judge is about to make a bad decision. Please go stop them. When they really have to keep their objections and their testimony in that lower first hearing first, otherwise they get into trouble and almost lessen perhaps their ability to speak because they in essence create an ex parte contact by contacting the appeal authority before the decision makers rendered a final decision. And so a lot of that formality, of course, is lost upon someone that's just trying to participate in a public process. And so what we're trying to do is just kind of take the veil away of some of that formality and say, hey, just pay attention to these steps and you can best ensure that your voice is in fact being heard.
He said they have to preserve fairness for all sides.
Arguably, you're prejudicing other members of the public, the applicant, who don't have the benefit of notice that particular matter was going to come up at that particular time. And so the process is meant to guarantee that sort of fairness for everyone, and it's going to be heard at this time, at this place, and everyone knows kind of what those rules are in advance. And if you just approach the city haphazardly saying, as long as the city has my info, I'm covered, that would be a mistake, because it really does have to be in that proper forum.
He'll be doing a presentation specific to Park City. And then we also have Nicole Cottle, who's general counsel for West Valley, as well as Carl Fisher for Save Our Canyons. And we thought that it was important to have both a legal perspective, but also have an advocate, someone who's generally on the other side of the microphone wanting to affect change. And Carl will be talking about, really good ways of doing, good ways of delivering that message.
And you're also going to be handing out some kind of citizen public hearing handbook?
Yes, we created it several years ago, and it's been a few years since it's been updated. So we'll have an updated 2014 version that really looks at how you work through the process, what everything means, acronyms and the whole nine yards. And that's free to all the participants.
Park City Public Affairs Manager Phyllis Robinson and City Attorney Mark Harrington. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broff.